5 years ago, Oregon voters chose to set aside $4 million in lottery funds to protect native salmon, wildlife habitat, and watersheds. They did it by approving ballot measure 66 with nearly 70% of the vote. You will search the language of the ballot measure in vain to find one word about hatchery research or hatcheries. Fish hatcheries have their supporters, but the voters passed Measure 66 to preserve and restore the places where wild fish and wildlife live and spawn. Yet, a few weeks ago, the legislature treated this pot of money as its own private cookie jar and raided it to build dormitories, laboratories, and simulated streams in a hatchery research center in the Alsea River Valley. I have no quarrel with the merits of a hatchery research center. A state-of-the-art center would help Oregon discover more about the best hatchery practices and about how hatchery fish interact with wild strains of salmon. And it's not germane here to even get into the bitter dispute about the role of hatchery fish in recovering endangered salmon and steelhead runs. What is objectionable is the legislature's betrayal of Oregon voters. According to legislative counsel in Salem, the ballot measure was just vague enough to allow legislators to legally get away with this clear act of theft. In a related move, the legislature also closed the Habitat Division of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. The stated purpose was to help fill the nearly $1 billion hole in the state budget. The savings, however, is only $200,000. Governor Kulongoski's Natural Resource Office has tried to assuage critics by saying the Habitat Division's staff will be farmed out to other agency offices. Just Dave McAllister, the Habitat Division director, will be removed. But as Ed Bowles, the Fish Division administrator, told a group of conservation constituents, we would have to assume Dave McAllister didn't do anything if we say we can retain the functions of the Habitat Division by keeping the staff and eliminating the director. Veteran outdoor enthusiasts who know Dave McAllister say he achieved much in the Habitat Division, even though it has always been a stepchild to the department's hatchery-related programs. Taken together with a betrayal of Measure 66 voters, this unkind cut shows that the only fish that seem to matter to the legislature are ones conceived in labs and raised in rearing ponds. The ones that God and nature made will have to fend for themselves. This is Les O'Coin.